نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. There are so many beautiful things that we have covered. Let's just skim through a few. So inshallah, when we use it, it'll carry us through for the rest of the year. Amongst them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Everybody wants the remedy of how not to have grief, how not to have fear, and how to secure themselves in such a manner that there is no headache for them. My brother and sister, let me tell you from now, you're trying to secure your home, you're trying to secure your business, you're trying to secure all those things. Rest assured, I can assure you from now, statistically, everything that you have tried to secure that was worldly in life, at some point or the other you lost it, or you lost a part of it, and that is the reality. And sometimes you have actually lost it to a person that was front of you, that you had control over, but now have no control over. So then the question is, how can you secure yourself to such an extent that all your grief is eliminated in your life? رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Accept Allah as your creator, and ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and thereafter be firm on the acceptance of that message. Once you do that, that means one day it will be good, next day it will be bad, you will grieve more than 3 days, you put that matter behind you and you will move on with your life. So the Quran is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, verily regarding those that Allah wishes to have belief, and those of us that have belief, say that you believe in Allah, and once you say that, that Allah is your Lord, be firm on that. That is why you see in the hadith it states that once you say you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had said to Sahaba, once they said we love you, he said, are you sure you love me? Can you really live up to that? Don't just say you love me, because once you choose me as your messenger, and once you choose Allah in the manner Allah wants you to choose him as the creator, then rest assured your life is not going to be very easy. And remember, my brother and sister, if your life is easy, then remember it is possibly that you are doing something wrong, and Allah is just wanting you to get away so that you can at least remain on iman. And those brothers that may not have jobs, those brothers and sisters that are having a hard time, remember sometimes Allah is giving you a hard time so you can pick up your hands and say, oh Allah, help me out. It is stated in the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to pick up your hand is a dua and is also a reward. And Allah only allows certain people to pick up the hands. You'll notice many people, in fact if you take a survey, how many people have really picked up the hand and said, oh Allah, I love you, oh Allah, I thank you for whatever you have given me. Very few do it that way. Therefore, sometimes it is stated, if you have the ability to pick up your hand from Allah, that in itself is a far more greater ni'mah than a wealthy man or a wealthy woman that has everything and does not have the ability to pick up the hand. So as they say, so when you say, I believe in Allah, then be firm. When you are going to be firm, it's going to be difficult. People will come to you. Religious people attack you. Bearded people attack you. Hat people attack you. People that wear the longest of dress will attack you. At the same time, people that have all weird ideas and concoctions, they too will attack you. But this is the idea of ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So if you stay firm on that, then you'll realize one thing, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Fear will not encapsulate your life, and grief will not encapsulate your life. It'll come 3 days maximum, and thereafter, inshallah, you'll put it behind you and you'll say, that's from my Allah, that's the way Allah does things, and that's the way I accept it. And you'll realize that will become a token of firmness of your faith. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, that these eventually are the people that become the companion of Jannah. And not only that, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will abide in it forever and forever. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and this will be the jaza. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. My brothers and sisters, regardless of who you are, we all have parents. And here the Quran is bringing to the forefront that if your parents give you advice, and your parents are giving you good advice, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, it is our duty to respect them and follow them. Yes, if they are giving us advice towards that which is haram and wrong, then the hadith clearly says, regarding the aspects that are wrongful in nature, we will walk away. What's right, we will stay
with them on. And when I say walk away on that matter, I don't mean break away and go away. And also the Quran says, they have given birth to you, they have carried you, they have given you milk, they have weaned you, they have done a lot of things. In fact, when you study social science, you know, there is a culture, you don't mind me digressing, there is a very strong bond that takes place between a mother and child. Now, this has been scientifically proven. In this one African culture, it's a tribal culture, whilst the mother is pregnant, she will sing certain songs. She will sing certain songs, and whatever those songs are, it is stated after she gives birth, she will continue singing those songs. Eventually, there will be a separation between the child and mother. And the child will be, let's say, 50 miles away. 30 miles away, doing his hunting, doing whatever he does. And thereafter, once she starts singing that song again, whenever she wants to call that child, she will start singing that song. And gradually, that child will start coming. He will not even know why he is coming. But this is the special bond. And I can go on talking about the scientific data of what I've just shared with you. The time is not appropriate for that. But the bond between a mother and child is very, very serious. There was a woman that used to recite a lot of Quran while she was pregnant. It is stated once she gave birth to that child, there was a certain portion of the Quran that became imprinted on that child's life. So my sisters, if any of you are there, I hope that you will understand the ability of not just getting pregnant, but rather the great value that Allah has given you as a result of this period of trial known as pregnancy, and thereafter the time period that follows it as well. So the Quran talks about it, and it's amazing. Alhamdulillah, in today's time, science has brought this to the forefront as well. Also, another ayah that alludes to the following: you plan, Allah plans. The blessed of planner will be, of course, naturally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, we began, of course, Surah Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest of Jannah. And let's not be hypocrites and say we want the best of Jannah for him. It's not just we want the best of Jannah for him. He doesn't need my praise and me and you saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. But rest assured, our saying it benefits us. And we must not just say it with the tongue. We must do justice by following Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner shown to us by himself as well as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. And also, O you who believe, once you make a claim to be a helper of Allah and help that which is good, it's not going to be easy. But remember, when you made that pledge that inshallah Allah will help you and make your feet firm on his pathway as well. We all do a lot of good. Alhamdulillah, in this month we'll be fasting, reciting a lot of Quran. But remember, my brothers and sisters, just reciting a lot of Quran is not sufficient. Just saying we love Allah is not sufficient. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. After you have done this, wala tubtilu a'malakum. Do not make it such that you will void out all the hard work you have done. That is why in the hadith it comes, a man will come and a woman will come with a lot of knowledge. They will come with hadith, they will come with Quran, they will come with many things. And Allah will say, throw the man in fire, throw the woman in fire. Why? Because sometimes they do something wrong. They pick on the wrong person. They attack the wrong individual. Instead of being kind to certain people, they turn their back. So this ayah is saying, after you have made a pledge to believe in Allah, to believe in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wala tubtilu a'malakum. Do not void out your beautiful deeds. Also the Quran says, innal ladhina kafaru wa saddu an sabilillah. This comes in various manners in the Quran, in various forms. Once you have made the claim to believe in Allah, do not stop people from the pathway of Allah. You see, in today's time, there is a game. What they say, brother, don't go to that masjid or come to this masjid. Brother, don't come here or go there. Brother, don't follow him and follow him. Brother, don't follow that person and follow this person. All these individuals that are making these claims, in reality, they are agents of Shaitan. In reality, they are agents of shaitan. Because shaitan functions in very, very mysterious ways. He wants your ego to be greater than the next person. So then you can say, me, me, me. So what does the Quran say? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ It is the job of the disbeliever to stop people from the pathway of Allah. And everyone stops people from the pathway of Allah in different ways. I may also do it in certain negative attributes that I may possess. You may do it due to certain attributes you possess. So what we have to make dua, oh Allah, make it such that all our negativity will be converted to good and we become a force of da'wah in doing that which is good and not like the people of evil that makes a state of action wherein we stop others from that which is good. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says down the page, Ha antum ha'ulai tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah faminkum man yabkhal wa man yabkhal fa'innama yabkhalu an nafsi. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, I will just give you the gist of this ayah. He is most independent, he is most magnificent, and is inviting you towards his pathway. And also he's giving you whatever he gives you. And if you are a person that is selfish and you can't give. In other words, you just want to limit. Everything is for you. As the hadith says, all you'll go, son of Adam is such, you give him one mountain, he wants two. You give him two, he wants even more. And in the end, all he does, he goes to the grave with soil filling his mouth. So the Quran says, فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ From you all, from whoever you are, if you are a miser, you are a bakhil, you cannot give in whatever form, whether it's good advice, whether it's wishing people well. Remember, giving is not always money. But if you cannot wish people well, you cannot help people in the best of manner, you cannot be a giver in the true sense, then remember, وَمَنْ يَبَخَلْ Whoever is bukhal, whoever is a miser, فَإِنَّمَا يَبَخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِ In reality, you are just hurting yourself, you are hurting your family, you are hurting your environment, you are hurting your present, and you are hurting your future. And Allah says, in case you think I'm telling you to give for my benefit, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفَقَرَى I don't need a penny of yours. I don't need an iota of anything from you. I am independent. I am wealthy. I am the giver of everything. And regardless of how wealth and dominant you may think you are a beggar, you are fuqara, you are nothing in my comparison. That's why sometimes you'll see a wealthy man, very, very wealthy, domineering, doing whatever he wishes to do, whatever they wish to do. But guess what? Allah will make sometimes a poor person just look at him and spit in his direction. You ever saw the homeless people? They're very, very homeless, but they can drive you crazy. You have your nice car, you have everything, and what they do? They just spit in your direction. The spit didn't even touch you, but you go crazy for the whole day. This Allah is showing you something. You may have everything, but Allah will choose sometimes the lowest person, and that person will make your head spin, will make you do things up and down, will take away your sleep. Allah is teaching you a lesson that I am independent, and you, despite what you think you have, with your wealth, etc., you are nothing at the end of the day. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْبًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ And if you think you are all that in a bag of chips, I don't know why that thing came to me. Maybe it's, I'm hungry and I got to eat some chips. I don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ If you turn away from Allah to whatever capacity, I will create someone else out there that inshallah will do a better job than you. This is a reality. I can go on proving this ayah, and there is no need for that right now, but inshallah if you stay with this, it will be sufficient. Then after you come to Surah Fatah, and as far as Surah Fatah is concerned, people used to make fun of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just like they make fun of you and I. Suffice to say, sometimes people do things, we don't know why they are doing things in a certain manner, but inshallah if you are true to what you are doing, then remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will help you profoundly, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Well, Muhammadur Rasulullah, walladina ma'ahu ashiddaa'u 'alal kuffar, and of course Allah is saying that indeed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also walladina ma'ahu ashiddaa'u 'alal kuffar, and as far as the believers are concerned, they understand how they must behave. Today's time is very, very unique. You go to the store, you see the supermarket person giving you change, thank you very much, be very, very nice. But when it comes to our own Muslims, They must know I'm boss. They must not mess with me. What the Quran says, no, don't be like that. Don't be like that. You don't have to be mean to others out there. But also, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. Amongst themselves, they are nice, they are sweet, they are kind, they are respectful. And when things go wrong, they understand how to go about. But of course, there's also an usul, that if you are nice to me, I must be nice to you. But if you trample on my toes, then the Sharia says, then we are not donkeys. Then we have to stand for our rights in the proper manner. But this ayah says very beautifully, that between ourselves, when everything is constant, all variables are constant, then also we will be good to one another, and we should be. And also, one of the signs of a true believer is that they perform ruku, they perform sujood, and also they are doing all types of good, and on themselves they'll be the athar and signs of belief. لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. As far as they are concerned, they don't scoff one another, they don't mock one another, they don't jeer one another, because they don't know that the person they are jeering tomorrow will be much more better than them. خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. And also the individual that they are scoffing and laughing at, today they may be down, and tomorrow they will be up. So do not give bad names, like for example, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Also do not say things like, he's shorty, or he's chunky, and all those type of things. Do not give bad names, give nice names, whether it's the naming of a child or for that matter in as far as title is concerned. And also, each one of you, the Quran says, اجتنبوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. As far as suspicion is concerned, stay away from it, because that is a very evil thing, it's a bad thing. And also, don't be a jasus, don't go and spy on people. What is he doing? What is he not doing? Let me go to the house at a certain time, so I'll see exactly what is happening in the house. All these bad behaviors, you stay away from. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. There is no such thing as white man is better than black man, or green man is better than purple man. The Quran is saying, all these unique signs that you have, whether it's a Chinese, whether it's a Japanese, whether it's a white, whether it's a black, whatever it is, all these differences are so that you can appreciate one another, so that you can learn from one another, and so that you can help one another being the very best. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. That as far as the Arab is concerned, what are they saying? We believe, amanna, we have submitted. What the Quran says, lam tu'minu walakin qulu aslamna. That as far as true belief, just say that I've submitted, just say I've given myself and I've become a Muslim. But true Islam and true Muslim, as we began in the beginning, is the following: that you'll obey Allah on every level, not your culture, not your people, not your group, not your identity. What Allah wants you to follow, you will follow, and you help others do likewise. I apologize for taking so much of your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in learning these few things, so that we can be the best of example at all times. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.